And I just want to say, Clipped is back once more. Now, what's Clipped, you may ask, if you weren't checking it out last year? It's a music video festival. It's dedicated to promoting and celebrating the best of Aussie and New Zealand artists in that field. Now, once again, it's part of the Vivid Festival, and this year's Clipped is going to hopefully include some interactive music video exhibits, along with workshops, even industry discussion panels featuring some international guest speakers. Sam Bright is the Clipped Festival Director. He joins me in the studio. Very good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Now, look, it's my days of 4 a.m. just one more video clip sessions watching Rage are a little behind me, and I get most of my music off radio. So tell me, what is the state of Aussie music video as an industry in 2017?
Yeah, well, you know, Rage is still going, which is great, 30 years. They're actually part of our event. We're actually going to be screening the Rage documentary.
Oh, fantastic.
The 30 years, the story of Rage. So other than that, I mean, Channel V closed down recently, yeah. So I think it's a tough time still, but I think that's even made the small community that's actually really focused on it, filmmaking community, even more, you know, tighter and, closer. But with that said, I mean, it's still really difficult out in Australia in particular with budgets to make videos and justifying those budgets. And overseas, it's probably a bit more healthier, but it's still declining. So ultimately, it's, it's a tough time, but it's still happening.
It's a shame because, you know, we know from the US that a lot of great directors actually get a start doing, music videos.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot more directors out there who can actually treat it a bit like a career. There's a bit more money over there, whereas here I think it's sort of split between people that just tap into it temporarily until they kind of get burnt out and move on to like commercials, or they stick with it and they kind of do it on the side and they just know that it's not something that's really going to bring in big dollars, but it's more of a passion.
That's kind of cool. And, you know, we were talking off air, but it's got a lot more affordable to have the equipment to make really good quality productions now.
Yeah. And I mean, it's sort of relative to the work in a way. Like I was speaking to Warren Fu, who's actually one of our panelists this year coming out from America. And he was sort of saying that, you know, even though it's more accessible to, say, get, you know, a Steadicam or a lot of this major high-end equipment cheaper than, say, what you previously could have, I think that just raises the bar as well. It just means if everyone can get this, or, you know, it just means, well, how are you going to stand out from the other videos? And I think that's ultimately, I mean, different people create music videos for different reasons. I think that personally that it's good when the video can actually give the song a completely different lease of life past it. You know, some songs become popular because of the music video, whereas there's some people that sort of think that, okay, this song needs to pretty much match what the lyrics are or that kind of thing. So, I mean, there's a lot of subjectivity about how they're made.
Tell me about Warren, because he's quite a coup to get as an international guest.
Yeah, well, Warren's, you know, obviously doing it professionally, and he's got a unique career in that he's actually started in concept art, and he's worked at places like Lucasfilm on Star Wars, and he's actually an all-round artist who can draw, he can sketch and pitch these jobs, and he even comes in more on an art direction point of view. So for artists, he'll come in and he'll do their art visually on the design level, but also from the music video, and it marries together. And I think a lot of big artists really like that sort of ability to have their, you know, cohesive branding across everything they do. But I mean, he's done Daft Punk. He's done a lot of Daft Punk.
Yeah, wow.
And he's done The Strokes, and he's formed really solid relationships with these artists, and I think that's testament to, you know, his passion about it. He's very passionate. That's why he's here, really. I mean, he's a fan of music videos. He's not someone that's sort of temporarily in there. So so basically, he's here for our event, and he's going to be doing some talks tomorrow, and he's going to be a judge at our film festival.
That's so very cool. Look, it's hard to imagine another filmic kind of convention in terms of music video that gives you as much scope for creativity.
Yeah, I think that was also something that came up yesterday. He did a talk at the MCA, and it is a unique art form. It's in that middle grey area between being commercial and also being completely artistic. So there's so many things that just wouldn't fly, and there's also that unpredictability in a project that when you go into it, say if it's a commercial, it's like everything's sort of set out, or it mostly is. Whereas in music video, there's a lot of things that can be up in the air or just completely change in the edit process, and that's okay.
It is really okay. It's really quite, I don't know, it's inventive and fun. And, you know, I'm almost getting that nostalgic buzz of sitting there in Rage. It'd be, you know, so late. You'd think, no, I just want to watch one more. I just want to watch one more. So, look, it's all happening on the 3rd of June. I know it's down Sun Studios way. What can people expect if they go along for the day?
Yeah, well, basically, in a nutshell, through the day, there's going to be, it's a music video exhibition. So we're going to be showcasing a whole heap of Australian, New Zealand, and some selected international work. We're also going to have talks with music and video industry people, so people across music and film industry, including Warren, and some premieres of some videos that haven't been screened at all.
Very cool.
And some of the filmmakers are going to be there doing a bit of a Q&A. And then also in the evening, it's basically a film festival, really. That's the best way to describe it. There's going to be a whole bunch of the top 20 music videos we did receive for our competition, and they're going to be basically judged live on a bloody huge screen, which is actually really, that's kind of an amazing experience. Like, you're just confronted with this music video, and I think today it's quite easy for people to kind of tune out of music videos. They've got it on their phone, someone sends them a link, they might like watch it for 30 seconds, but they're too busy, so they'll, you know, I'll watch the rest later, and it kind of never happens. Whereas if you're sitting in a room with a huge screen, you absorb it, and I think you appreciate all the work that's gone into them, because a lot of work goes into these things for basically no money.
Sam, it sounds absolutely fascinating. If people are still trying to track down tickets, where can they go?
Just go to clippedfestival.com, or you can find tickets via the Vivid site, because we're a Vivid event.
It sounds like it's going to be a blast. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.